Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel. My name is Jay. All right, so I'm live at Car Conference. I'm in a booth at Car Conference on the exhibit floor. What we're doing here, this is kind of a live test. Okay, hang on one second. Yes. And as part of the test, hang on, I'm hearing myself. Okay, there we go. I got that closed. So as part of the test, what we're doing is we're doing a live test because we're in our final moments before the exhibit floor is open. Now, as you can see, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you. There's the screen where Ty is at. Now, Ty, I don't have your audio on just yet because I'm just talking and showing, but Ty is out in the hallways outside the exhibit hall. I'm on the inside. And what I want to know is, can you see me and hear me okay? Now, what I'm going to do is, Kimberly is also here helping with me, and I'm going to hand her my phone to make sure that she can see the live stream okay. And if you can see me, let me go back to, okay, you can see me. What I want to see exactly, you can see me. I want to make sure you can hear me. So do me a favor, if you can hear me, if you're in the live chat, please do say hello. Otherwise, I'm going to try and pull up. What are we doing? We are a car conference. That's right. So it still is kind of a live test. It's okay. Car conference. Pull this up because what I got to make sure of is the audio. And I see myself in the live interface, but I want to make sure that the audio is happening. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so it looks, I think we're good. Okay, good. Okay, so you can hear it. Go ahead and walk over to the other, just walk around a little bit. Thank you, Kimberly. Okay, Kimberly's walking around, and then let's check in with Ty on the audio. Let's see. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay, Ty?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, I see you, I hear you, you're in the hallways, you're at Car Conference. What's going on out on your end? What's happening out there?
I think they're in between sessions, which, by the way, the sessions have been, that's true. I haven't seen you all day. The reason I haven't seen you is because I've been in sessions. I'm listening to people like Cox. I'm listening to people like Odessa and all these big people up there talking about all the things that you and I talk about all the time. So I've got a lot of good information.
Oh,
That's
that's
what's
awesome.
happening. Then if I go around this corner here, if you want, I can take you around the corner and I can show you there's like all of our friends in this hallway getting ready to come. I think, aren't they coming your way here soon?
Yeah, so I think you're right. I think the exhibit hall is opening soon. So it's not open yet. That's why there's nobody here yet.
Can you see down there?
I can see down there. Yeah, I see down the hallway. You've got a lot of people down there.
Did you
And
see this?
how
This
is it,
is kind of
Kimberly? Is
cool.
it good? Okay, cool. So Kimberly's
Check
able to,
this.
and how's the signal? Everything seems fine. Cool. Looks good. Sounds good. Awesome. Okay, awesome. All right, so we're having a good, oh, what do you have there? By the way, who did we just talk to? Let's talk about that.
Caitlin
Caitlin
Shirk.
Shirk. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Caitlin Shirk, Columbus Fair Auto Auction, not anymore, right? But see, this is America's Auto Auction. This is actually kind of a cool map because America's Auto Auction has always been one of my favorites. It was recently bought by Accelerate Group, right? They now have 39 auctions stronger. So now we get to see the map of where everything's at. So based on where you live and what you do, this is really cool. Somebody should get a screenshot of this, because this is really interesting if you're on the road trying to find an auction. I love this. This is cool. Wish everybody had one of those, right?
Well, I tell you, and you know what? I like that you said that because I actually love maps. And you know me, I mean, I've always got industry news full of maps and stuff like that. So, yeah, totally good call. It's good. That totally makes sense.
That's nice. Okay, we got that. Here's Andre.
Oh, cool.
One
Yeah,
more
Andre
plug for
Amico.
Andre. Come on.
Yeah, Andre Amico.
Hey, look, there's my buddy Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Look who's there. Look who's there.
Okay,
Now,
so,
you were this
yeah.
morning, Steve Greenfield was on stage and he was talking about you.
He's very kind,
What was
yes.
he talking about?
Well, Steve has been an early believer in what we do, and
Yeah.
he told the audience that deleting data from cars is an important thing to do,
And
and
that's
not sure.
privacy for cars. That's your company. And
Yes.
you wipe them. You wipe the car.
We
Wipe them.
clear the data from the cars,
Yeah,
yes.
that's great. Clear the data. I like to use the word wipe because it just sounds cool. That's a really big deal, right? The whole deal is big. It's a crazy thing.
A lot of more companies are paying attention to it. I think it's good for them. It's definitely good for consumers. So,
and there's a liability. Somebody might have a really bad problem if they don't get rid of that data.
Yeah, it is not just the sellers, right? The sellers have the data at risk, of course. But what people realize also, the buyers may be at risk. We were recently on TV news because somebody traded in their car. And then months later, they could still, you know, unlock it and remotely control it from their app. And, giant media shitstorm. Can I say shitstorm?
Yeah. It's a family show. Big deal.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So, you know, there's actually protections on both buyers and sellers of the car. And so it's important to do that.
This is Andre Amico, owner, founder, Privacy for Cars, and just amazing guy. We really appreciate you always taking the time to say hello.
You guys have a great show. Thank you.
See you in the exhibit hall. Awesome.
You know what I'm doing? Look here. Look behind me now.
Watch this.
Come on, man. This thing is driving me crazy. Look at this. You see that?
The escalators.
Yeah. So anybody trying to escape, they have to talk to me now. Hey, you can't go up there without talking to me.
Oh, he did it. Look at that. Live.
See? Hello.
Roping in
hey,
live.
Hey, what are you doing going up the escalators without talking to me? That's the way ATI rolls.
Unbelievable. That is it. Oh, hey, cool. We've got Sideshow. Sideshow's in the live chat. What's up? Ants Transportation in the live chat. What's up? Guys, I'm in the booth, and we're live at Car Conference. This is a first on Auto Transport Intel, by the way, in that we do live coverage. Let me go to camera one here. In fact, I think my computer was getting overloaded. I had to unplug some of my stuff, but I'm live in the booth from the exhibit floor in Vegas at Car Conference. Ty is here too, but he's out in the hallway. The exhibit floor is not open yet. It'll be open maybe in an hour, but we're kind of doing a test, but man, everything's going great. Dude, can you believe this?
Yeah, actually I can. You put a lot of hard work into it. I wouldn't expect anything other than going perfect because you're that kind of guy.
Oh man, thank you.
You did good.
Thank you. Well, you
and, I would not expect anything other than.
And you know, so at this show, so we got me and you and Kimberly, plus so ATI 3, plus we've got Black Widow, and then we have In the Wings helping. I mean, Ship Your Car Now is over here. We got Pre-Owned Auto Logistics right over here. Super Dispatch is right across the hall. We should be talking to them later. CT Services, United Road. Don Brady of Ship Your Car Now is right over there. So, it is amazing. It really is. It's really, really neat. It's neat.
It's intense.
So
intense.
All right. So while we're doing this test, all right, it looks like there must be another session happening right now, right?
No, I think it's getting ready. I think they're out right now.
Oh, they're out.
Are getting out. I'm finished wrapping one up. Martin was on stage with two cocks. It was Peter and Holly. Holly Caps and Peter something. And hey, there's Charles. And they were doing a great job talking about the dealer. I was really actually impressed with their presentation because they really did talk about the dealer, the need of the dealer. So, you know, anytime Cox Manheim talks, I'm always there to listen because I always want to see exactly what they're saying and try to go match it up with what's happening in the real world. So it was pretty good. So now they basically gave me some homework and I'm going to go do my homework next week. Talk to car dealers. That's what I tell you guys to do all the time. Go talk to the car dealer. And then that way, while talking to the car dealer, you can really find out, hey, and by the way, I don't know if I should stop talking. Hey, John, you want to say hi to our friends?
We're not live.
There's Jay. No, we never go live.
Jay.
Especially on YouTube. We never go live.
Dude, there's John.
John, you've been...
You know what I was going to say to you guys? Hey, John, are you coming back in the exhibit hall?
You're going back to the hall, right?
I'm going back.
Yeah, he's going back.
Why don't you guys come back live and show us the hall? Why don't you walk around the hall a little bit? Let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Awesome. Awesome. So we're walking the hall live.
We'll try it. Let me see. There's got to be I guess we'll have to try this approach.
You're okay, yeah. And whatever happens, we understand.
It's over our shoulder.
This is, we are walking through the hall. At Car Conference live.
Yeah, we're just talking.
Listen, if you're just joining us, I know it seems a little bit of chaos. Thanks for joining us.
This is where you get your coffee just in case.
The hall live. That's right. So let's get some coffee.
Get the coffee.
There we go. Perfect.
Always got to hit the
excellent.
Coffee.
Excellent.
Critical workstation.
Excellent.
Workstation.
That's the Black Widow sponsored coffee. It tastes better than normal coffee. Look at
it's
that.
It's better because it's made by Black Widow.
You can get instant images and coffee.
Right there.
In seconds. It's amazing.
Thanks for the coffee break, Black Widow. I feel recharged.
Nice. All right, I'm going to hand it over to you guys.
You should get some of those blinders. Okay, remember last night I was talking about the guy Trevor I saw? There's Trevor. And they're Wichita auction. Really great people. Okay, we're getting closer to the exhibit hall, which is where you're at. Right? Can you see the big thing? This is the exhibit hall. Look. If you want to come into the exhibit hall.
Hey, did you see who's sponsoring breakfast? Take a look at that.
Who's sponsoring breakfast? Here's Don Brady, the man.
Oh, there's Don
Brady. Look at that. Don Brady right there. Good to see you, Don. Thank you. Security tried to kick me out today. Didn't
awesome.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. I always get kicked out. I always get kicked out. Thank you. Everywhere I go. Who's this?
Colby.
It's Colby. Good. You know Colby, pre-owned auto.
Pre-owned auto logistics.
We're big.
You're set up and you're ready to go, right?
Yeah, we're set up. We're just waiting for everything
Let's
to open
get the
up.
People
yeah.
in. It's at coming. 5 o'clock is when everybody's
I
coming?
I think that's, yeah, when everyone's coming in. Five okay, good. To seven, I believe.
Well, we'll see you then.
I'm going to send you a Zoom invite. Let's see if we can add you. Let's just try it.
Who are you talking to?
You know the drill. So I'm gonna try and add. All right, hang on 1 second here. Let's do this. We're still in our test. Kimberly, let's see if we can do it.
There's Jay.
Yeah, you're going to, even if it's an empty booth, that's fine. What we're going to do is we're just going to add that camera. Oh, hey, what's up? All right, we're going to add that camera on the booth, and we're going to do everything as normal. You're going to run camera. We're going to, and Ty's going to get somebody to sit down. Okay. So, all right, so Ty is on that. So do this. Yeah, and I send it to you. You'll see it coming. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you see there I am sitting in the booth. Kimberly's working the camera. There's Ship Your Car Now. Why don't you show us some of the other booths, Ty, before you come back? We're gonna finish getting set up here. Oh, okay. Who you got here? Yeah, show us that. Yeah, let's go up that side. Oh, there's Kimberly's getting everything set up. Okay. Oh, we got condition reports. Okay. I was just talking to Brian Shear. Brian Shear of Condition Reports. They're doing demos. Hey, let's take a look at that banner. What's it say? Inspection Technology Solutions. Condition Reports. Comprehensive inspection technology that reduces time to completion and maximizes transparency. Transportation inspections, retail inspection solutions, wholesale remarketing. You got NAAA auto grade compliant, auto IMS integration, which is software for auctions. Did you know that Condition Reports has also been doing, I think, some training with NAAA at some sites? Yeah, so they are really ingrained in the education and execution of condition reports. So that's happening. Cool. All right, cool. Oh, NAAA damage analysis certification. Awesome. Awesome. All right, now stand by 1 second, Ty, because now, oh, there we go. I see the guest spot. Hey, Martin. Hey, buddy, come here for a second. We're roping in Martin
Ronge. You just did a hey, buddy.
Live. I just did a hey, buddy.
I've got that trademarked. You can't just do my hey, buddy.
You have a seat? Set your water and your bag down. Have a seat. Put on the headphones. Grab the microphone.
Hey, ask him about that last one. Holy crap.
This is
and
so cool.
Peter.
Martin Ronge is joining us.
Did you go watch
right
Charlie?
Now.
We're doing okay. Our test.
Martin is getting ready.
Working. All right.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
How do I look?
Yeah, we seem to be good.
Do I look amazing?
We got Ty with Brian at Condition Reports.
You just did a big promo for
Martin, will you say hello on the microphone?
You. Yeah. Commercial.
It's good. Yeah.
Sure, hi, everybody.
He's got Martin.
I'm dropping by, and I got snagged into an interview.
Way to go, Martin.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so cool. So we've got Martin live now. Martin, I'm gonna put the spotlight on Martin for a second. Martin, do me a favor. Tell us more. Tell us who you are and more about what you do, if you would, please.
All right. I'm Martin Ramju, and I'm a fleet content director at Bobbitt Business Media, and we are the hosts of the Conference of Automotive Remarketing, which we do in partnership with the IARA. And this is my first year as the conference chair, and I'm in charge of rounding up speakers, coming up with topics, trying to keep a pulse on the industry and see what people want to hear about. And I already started thinking about this last year, and one of the first people on the list was Jay and ATI, because I need people who know how to talk.
Oh, that's so nice, man. Awesome.
You know, a compliment?
Yeah, exactly. What call that? They call that a backhanded compliment, but it was a compliment. It really was.
I need people you don't want dead talk. Time.
That's a nightmare when you're up on stage or you're on the air. You don't want to go silent.
You need that. Boy, Ty's got, you know, things going on over there. I'll tell you what I want to do is, and it looks good on the monitor. I'm going to try this. Hopefully we don't get any feedback. Stay where you are. We're live. Stay where you are, Martin. Okay.
Do I have to freeze?
I'm going
to
do this. No? Yeah, but I just want to try it. Okay, we're live.
I just stole this.
It's okay. Perfect.
I'm like, I'm taking it. Nobody.
Camera. You bust out one of the lenses?
Yeah. Look, dude, I carry this around with no case.
Oh, yeah, because I don't
see
it. For
over a year.
Look at your shot.
I can't still do it. I'll drop it and break it.
Look at that.
I do.
We're still on the, yeah, so I'm going to go with that because it just didn't look right. It was a little off.
I just dare you.
Because that seat, that seat looks good. That looks, are you still seeing off of it?
Oh, no.
Somebody watching is like, what is going on right now? What are they doing? Yeah. No, I like it. I don't have a problem with that because we're at, yeah, actually, I'm cool with that. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, cool. Thank you for that. And you know what I like, too, is our audio. There was no feedback. Nobody got blasted out of the room. That was good, too. So, all right, cool. Martin, so what, okay, are we halfway through the conference? Where are we?
Not quite. I think we'll be halfway through late tomorrow morning or maybe mid-morning because our end of it started at 1:15 this afternoon. So we've only had two sessions and now there's a consigners only session going on. And of course at 5:30 we have the opening of this exhibit floor.
Right.
Kind of the opening reception.
Who's on stage right now and what's happening? What's the consigner?
Right now, it's all the consigners who are here. They're together in a session with the IARA, and they're getting a very detailed presentation about electric vehicles. So this is a session that's designed to enable consigners to just talk amongst themselves and to even have conversations that they might not want to have in front of other parts of the industry because they might be talking strategy or they might be just talking about things that concern only them. So that's going on right now. And then we'll go right into the opening of the exhibit floor.
Okay, cool. Yesterday was meetings. Yesterday was committee meetings.
That's right.
So day one is committee meetings. What happens in those committee meetings?
At those committee meetings, you have the leaders and the industry influencers in the IARA who are talking about the various industry topics and initiatives that they're involved in. And they start to, it's a conversation that's both visionary and practical. They want to focus in on those areas where they can pursue goals on behalf of the organization. I know what was significant about the meetings yesterday is they reflect kind of a restructuring. They have merged some committees and they've created some subcommittees because under the old system, some of them were having the same conversation. So now everybody's in the same room for having a conversation. So for example, I'm head of the subcommittee for press and PR, which is now part of the marketing and engagement committee. And that includes audience development, that includes marketing, and that way, and social media. So we can all be in the same room and hear the same things, and it offers a better opportunity to coordinate.
That actually makes sense, because that's one of the things about subcommittees and committees, and then you need to have a subcommittee to inform the other subcommittee about what's happening with the committee, right?
Right. It's every organization has to figure out its own structure, but the more you can consolidate and simplify, the more interest you're going to get and the more people are going to want to participate. And based on what I saw yesterday, they have really good participation. They had some people sitting on the sidelines who said they're ready to come in and help out, volunteer.
All right, so those are some good takeaways. That was good information. So then, all right, so what happens tonight, and then what's happening tomorrow? What's next? The exhibit floor opens tonight.
Yeah, the exhibit floor opens tonight, and we don't really have an evening activity because it's Vegas and people want to have their business dinners. So tonight, people will just be pairing off and going to all kinds of different restaurants and talking shop. But tomorrow morning, we have a breakfast here in the expo hall, so people can come in and check the place out.
Yeah.
And then we have our second, I call it the second keynote panel, which is the future of the auction industry. And Charlie Fogelheim, my co-moderator, who's been with this conference for over two decades, will be hosting some leading figures in the auction industry, some executives, including including the CEO of Accelerate will be there because they just purchased America's now, Auto Auction. Cam Hitchcock.
Okay, yep. Cool. Yeah, we were able. Yeah.
So that'll be very interesting. And then we're going to go right into the first of our set of concurrent sessions. And I'll be hosting something on electric vehicles. Then we've got lunch back here on the floor.
Same room, lunch room.
Right here.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. All right.
So breakfast and lunch are going to be here. I wasn't aware yesterday that the breakfast would be here.
That's great.
So that's some extra bonus time for everybody. And then the afternoon is a really busy schedule where we have two concurrent sessions. So it's a total of four sessions going on. Then we have a consigners panel, kind of the closing keynote. And then we go right into some awards. So we announce every year the Remarketer of the Year and the Consigner of the Year. And then, of course, some consignment companies will have their own sets of awards. And then after that, we have a evening or a late afternoon evening closeout reception. And it officially ends at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Right. What time's the closeout session tomorrow night? Do you know? Like 5-ish?
The consigners panel to close things out is 4 to 5.
Okay.
And then at 5, we go right into the awards, which go to about 5:30. They might go a little bit long. And then we have the reception that goes till 7.
So we've got our flights at, we got the last flight out. I think it's around 8. So might miss some of the end of that, but these conferences go so fast.
I know.
Right? It's so much work. You've been working. This is one of the reasons I really wanted to have you sit down. You've been working on this. I mean, 6 months more?
We got started a bit late, but I was already thinking about it and sending out feelers last fall.
Right.
You know, the perfect way to plan a conference or a show is to take the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade approach.
Interesting.
Because as soon as that parade's over, the very next day, they start planning for the next year. And
okay.
I like to be on the cycle where the very next month, we don't literally have to do it the next day, but the very next month you start planning and start coming up with ideas. So it's kind of if you do it right, it's a long process, but it's in steps. So then it doesn't pile up on you.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, 'cause for me, I mean, you and I talked about this. Yeah. It was like 6 months ago or whatever. And so I've been production and equipment wise started really working on it October, November. So that's 4 months ago. So I've been working on production setup and testing for 3 to 4 months, which is crazy. But, I mean, with all the, you had to plan all the sessions, right? Attendees, the marketing.
We have a whole team of people who exactly. do that. So, for example, all these exhibitor booths, that's a credit to Joni Owens, who is our lead sales rep.
She
coordinates all the details on these and has that set up. And we always try to, I wanted to get some vehicles here, but it just didn't work out. I wanted to get some electric vehicles on the floor because there's so much interest in them. Mm-hmm. But you know, we got you. So that means while you're live casting, everybody can walk by and look at you. It's like having Howard Stern in a fishbowl. I mean, it's you're the big draw here with the lights and the equipment.
Wow, man, that is awesome. You know, it's neat too because here's what's fun for me is that, I mean, 25 years ago, I was making my way out to Hollywood. Production assistant, all those things. So, I mean, this is a long time in the making for me. And really, this is just maybe a version two. But this is our first time live in a booth. So I look forward to what can we do next? Like, yeah, I mean, meaning what I think what I really want to do is just get like, I mean, I brought this stuff here in like backpacks and stuff. I'd like for it to be, you know, in a shipping container, right? That kind of, so some of those advances I'm looking forward to. And overall, this thing is, we, you know, here's the thing is, I'll go to camera one for a second, because I know that this is a transportation and logistics channel, and it's always important to come back to that conversation, because that is, right, in automotive, that's the purpose of ATI, is to talk about transportation and logistics, auctions, dealers, software, brokers, carriers, shippers, consigners. I mean, it's such a giant ecosystem. So my goal is to just keep refining the process of bringing the information to the forefront so more people have current information faster, much like what you did with the committees. So there you go.
It's all about the information.
Information.
You know, and the information goes on for months because we get everything recorded and transcribed, and that provides the educational content. That's the other big purpose here. It's not just to provide the marketplace for the vendors and for the forums for networking. It's so that the attendees have takeaway knowledge so that they can run their businesses better and especially navigate this very complex economic and business environment we're in. So we transcribe every word and we put that into articles and digital content that lives on our websites for forever. And people can always refer to that. Plus it also helps promote the event for next year.
One of the things that I know that I see in transportation is that, so there's a lot of, especially on like social media threads, there's a lot of complaints about this and that. And they're real complaints by the workers trying to execute on behalf of the clients, and there's a miscommunication. And so by improving our method of communication, maybe we can come get everybody to the table faster before there's hurt feelings that last for years on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, social media, I see that as an excellent tip sheet. It kind of lets you know in advance what's coming and what people are concerned about.
That's right.
And it looks right. It's a good place to get questions and to get angles and to address things. So if you're looking at social media and you see what industry people are talking about, what they're angry about, and then you can ask those questions, then everyone who's on social media will think you're plugged in and paying attention. And your session, your interviews, whatever will seem more relevant.
Yeah, no, that's totally true. You know, Martin, this has been great. You've been part of our final test, and it's also, this is a great interview and catching up with you. So we're at 4:20. We don't open for another hour, right?
Right.
So we're in final preparation. 4:20. in your mind as a coordinator? So what is happening right now? What's going to happen next? Do you know?
So right now, the only thing going on is consigners. And we don't program against that because we really want the consigners to get together and not be distracted.
Makes sense. So, it really does.
So what's happening now is it's kind of organic, but we've got lots of people in the hallways that are just drinking coffee and talking and catching up. And even though we had a car event last June, that was only say about 400 people. I call that that was the relief conference. Everybody was just relieved to be out again and to see that conferences still exist. This is the big reunion and reset conference. So you have more people seeing each other for the first time in 3 years, at least not on Zoom. And it's also a chance for them to kind of reconnect while there's so much happening in the industry. So it's a high school reunion.
All right. How about so much happening in the industry? What do you think are some of the, if I said top three or top things, what do you think are some of those top topics in the industry, given changes right now? I mean, I can name several, but what do you think the consigners are talking about?
They're talking about the faster than expected growth in digital marketplaces. The whole car, the sale of Odessa to Carvana confirmed that.
Yeah.
Then you have the acceleration of AI and digital imaging and how reconditioning reports, CR reports, are becoming faster, better, more thorough.
Mm.
The relationships with dealers is changing very quickly. You have a lot of consolidations and mergers and partnerships going on. I'd say that'd be number two. And then number three is electric vehicles.
Mm.
The tsunami is still several hundred miles out, but it's coming. And there have to be fundamental changes in the way everything operates, because it's like going from a horse and buggy to an internal combustion engine.
Well,
and now you're going to electric vehicles, and these are like smartphones on wheels. And it takes a whole different range of training and safety and a different knowledge base and valuations. And all of this right now has to be figured out fairly soon, because you're just going to see more models coming into fleets, more of them coming into the consigner auction dealer cycle. And that's going to take a lot of brain power and a lot of organization.
I like how the Super Bowl brings us all together on advertising and commercials, because advertising and marketing sometimes gets a backseat. It's an annoyance or whatever, but it's really important to a business. Somebody said, I think it was here at the conference. I don't even know if they were with this conference, but just in the casino area, that they were watching just NCAA March Madness games. And there was like 8 EV commercials or something, like an astounding number, because that curve is just, now we're really going up on the EV. And so, along with that, I mean, as you point out, and I see it in trade magazines, there apparently is a lot of education that's going to come with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see the whole process accelerate with these inflated gas prices.
Right. And that adds to it, doesn't it?
Going to be with us for a while. And I bet there are a lot of businesses and households all across America having that conversation. Should we get that EV now? Because we could now be saving this much more money if we had one.
And what's really amazing is like the F-150 Lightning, how they're talking about, can it power your home? And even like Ford or GM is like involved. It's now not just a car company, but also, is it a utility company? EV opens these doors where your car isn't the same car that it was before. Or even like that Rivian, where you can turn it into a camper. I don't know. There's just a lot of, we are definitely moving into a next stage of horse and buggy is the best way to think of it. Like the change from horse to car was enormous. What's the gas car to the EV car? What other changes will come about because of this change in power?
One of the things along those lines that I picked up in the session this afternoon was not only are the EVs coming, but consumers now, they want to buy more vehicles online. So they showed a very troubling photo of Amazon wanting to get into that whole space. And they showed an Amazon truck with a car coming out of it.
Oh.
And but that's good for auto transport, because if consumers are buying a lot of cars one-on-one, that means you're going to need those vehicles that can carry one or two cars to into neighborhoods and into all types of locations.
Well, what's interesting is, okay, final mile logistics, yes. And I have often said, when is Amazon going to get into car hauling? Now, I didn't say it. I just said it because it's, you know, like, is it, do you think that's happening?
They might try, but based on Steve Greenfield's presentation this morning, they still take about a 1/3 cut to put your product on their website.
Wow.
So that could still put off a lot of people, but we're still going to see more players like Carvana and others that will be directly delivering vehicles.
I don't know if you overheard. I know we caught up the other day, but did I tell you we were at a auction where we saw Carvana had its own gate at the auction? Their yes. presence is much bigger than I realized. So maybe they see Amazon down the road and they're like, well, we better.
Well, Amazon sees that.
There you go.
You know, they just want to gobble everything up. So.
Wow.
So yeah, there's what I'm getting at is it seems like there's a bright future for auto transport, because if the dealers don't have as much of a role and the traditional buying cycle is becoming more digitized and you have new generations that they're not afraid if they don't get to kick the tires or literally look at the car, and you have more of that digital activity, well, the car still has to get to the consumer, and they're not going to be dropped off by a relative at a dealership to get in the car and take it home. It'll be delivered right to them in many cases. So there's a lot of potential there.
And this is the area where, in like Ship Your Car Now and other companies, Pre-Owned Auto Logistics and United Road Logistics, all three of which are exhibitors at this show, not to mention companies that aren't exhibiting but are attending and are in the space of dealer integration with auto transport pricing and delivery and tracking. I mean, the software is finally starting to meld. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of customer service. There's a lot of, again, and this gets into, I mean, for transporters that do the work, that carry the cars, want to make sure that they just get enough of the pie that is good for their business. Whether that's the whole pie, 90% of the pie, 80% of the pie. I mean, the thing is that, and we talk about this on this channel, and you guys know this, I'm going to camera one, is you know that on Auto Transport Intel, especially on Thursdays, we look at the rates of loads posted on load boards, which isn't the favorite topic of everybody in automotive. But when we talk about carriers, I mean, they don't want to, don't haul cheap freight is a motto in auto transport, probably in any delivery. Like I'll watch a TikTok video where an Uber driver says, you know, the clients, they said they weren't going to pay a big tip when they ordered the food. And then after I delivered it, they took away my big tip. I'm like, okay, well, you got my attention, because they definitely don't want that to happen in auto transport. So the payment to the carrier is also actually something that's going to come up tomorrow afternoon. What we're going to do tomorrow afternoon, when I go live on stage with, I've got Dana at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, John Robertson, Ship Your Car Now, Jose Delgado, Location Services, and who's my fourth one? Darn it. I always do that. I can't believe how
I do that.
Short-term
too.
Memory can't hold four names. And I handpick, and Joe Burkhart, Midwestern Car Carriers. And we're going to talk about It's auto transport, logistics, challenges, trends, information. But one of the main points to have that discussion is how incredibly expensive it is to run a trucking business. Freight, auto, anything. Even expedited air. God, I'd love to see their cost structure, right? And they charge out the nose. When an OEM needs a part now, it's expensive. Yeah. So, right, and there's a reason, because logistics and equipment and labor, et cetera. So, yeah, so thank you for inviting me to host a live panel.
Well, thank you for doing that. That, yeah, get the video on that, and you'll have a lot of sound bites to use for months.
Yeah, we need to get the video of that. We do. I'll tell you what, if you're joining us right now, if you're live with us, please do say hello in the live chat. We really do appreciate it. What we're going to do is, there's the live chat. We're going to thank Martin for spending the time with us. Not that we're not chasing you away, but I honestly, as one of the main coordinators, I feel almost guilty keeping you here so long. Am I keeping you from
anything? No, you're actually caught me at a pause in the schedule.
I got lucky.
We were going to have a panel at this time, but it didn't work out. So
yeah, I hear you.
So, and I think everybody just needs a break. You can't go minute
to
minute.
Exactly. Well, at some point you have to try to enjoy all the fruits of your labor. I've got a, I know that there's a few slides that I could put for the presentation. I didn't know that, but I guess there's going to be some slides when you do the live presentation, and I didn't submit any slides. I got to try to find time to do that. I want, cause I just want to have a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, a few is good. Yeah. With these panels, you don't want to overdo it, cause then the audience is just doing this and they're not paying attention, or they're trying to copy down what's on the slides.
Exactly.
You want them to focus. You want them to focus on the exciting and exuberant conversation that,
well said. Exactly. That's right.
That you'll be pulling out of everyone.
Well said. Shoot, man. All right. So Ty's over there. He's good. Kimberly, we're good. Everything's good. You don't see any problems? Wow. And did you now do me a favor? Because you can see it on the monitor, but you can't hear it, right? You did hear it on the phone. All right. So we're good there. Okay, too. Because that's funny, Martin, is that what I do is, now I've got, this is why I go live every Tuesday night, because after a while I have to realize everything's working, but I'm always assuming something's not working. It's just, that's just the production, you know, right? When you, in the nights leading up to the conference, what were you most worried about?
Cancellations, you know, speakers not showing up. Or having a legitimate reason not to come. And then, of course, I mean, totally. We're living in an era with a pandemic that hasn't gone away. There's a war going on.
Right.
I think what we've learned over the last 2 years is anything can happen. And I remember 2 years ago, just before the pandemic hit full force, we had our final trade show before that. And we were all wondering, well, what if it hits early and the show has to be canceled? What if the health authorities shut it down? And now you just have to be concerned for the unexpected, because we're just living at a time where the unexpected is going to happen more often.
Yeah, no, it's interesting you said, because Pierre's perspective in that, there we were, February, NADA 2020, had no idea this crazy pandemic was around the corner that would change everything. Now we're here, March 2022. We have no idea where this Ukraine conflict is headed. None.
No. And 2 years ago, that February of 2020, that trade show we had in the middle of the month, I mean, it was already all over the news. I had one attendee tell me that he rented a car here in Vegas, even though he didn't need to.
Somebody and is I, killing I, an ice block over there. Okay. They're stocking the. Oh, they're stocking the bar. Oh, well, then please proceed. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry,
that's,
Martin.
That's a harmonious sound. You got to allow for that when they're stocking the bar. Clinking glasses and ice cubes.
So those were basically, that was my set of beer that you heard, just heard. That was, yeah. Those are my Coronas. My Coronas, okay. So, yeah, no. I mean, well, that's actually, as I make that joke, I mean, God, we just got to enjoy what we've got.
Yeah, so that guy rented a car because he told, I said, why did you rent a car? You're flying all the way from Virginia. Why did you rent? He said, well, in case something happens with the pandemic and I've got to get out of here and drive back home.
Wow.
And I can't fly back. I don't want to get stranded in Las Vegas. And I thought, wow, you're kind of overdoing it. And then, of course, several weeks later, exactly. we saw the unthinkable happen. So you always have to wonder what's going to come around the pike.
But at the same time, for anybody that bought pallets of toilet paper in April 2020, I still want to know why. Would toilet paper insulate you from COVID? I still don't know.
I think it was just a fear of running out.
I know, but why toilet paper?
Well, have you ever run out of toilet paper?
Yeah, it's called camping.
It's called Kleenex.
It's called camping. I guess these are folks that have never been camping.
Oh, okay. So you've got leaves in the backyard. That's good to know, Jay. Not anymore. You've got a backup plan.
I don't mow the lawn in a pandemic. So, that is crazy stuff. This is a transportation channel. Welcome back to ATI, where all we do is focus on transportation related conversation. Okay, so that's the pandemic. So I mean, I guess with the in automotive, how about wire harnesses? This is one of my favorite topics. Have you heard about what's happening with wire harnesses?
I've just vaguely. I'll have to be ignorant on that.
Okay, but
subject for the most part.
And I can't enlighten you much other than, you know, those complicated, they put a sheath around it, and you know, inside the sheath is cables and wires gone crazy, right? Like tons. In Ukraine, they assemble what these are
now
called.
I've read about that.
And I saw this picture.
Okay,
I shared it on industry news of the intense organization that goes into assembling one wire harness. They had all of these pegs spread around. I mean, a giant table that curved of employees standing at the pegs, and they would add wire by wire by wire by wire in all of these specific configurations, and then when they were done and they had the tube of wires, I guess then they would sheath it, and now you have what's called a wire harness. And when that gets shipped, obviously somebody at the other end knows where each wire needs to go. That simple yet very complicated part of the supply chain has been totally disrupted. And it's not something you can be like, okay, do you think you guys can put this wire harness together?
So this can only be made in the Ukraine? Or
it's a labor.
Okay.
It's because it was cheap labor to do it.
Oh.
Right. But, and yet, so when, if we look at the pandemic, because when we talk supply chain, I mean, I know, listen, supply chain, that should be like the name of a bedtime story. You know, okay, boys and girls, all gather around, get your pillows and blankies, and we're going to tell the supply chain bedtime story, and everybody's asleep. So, but the thing is, it's such a big deal, especially to an OEM. Here's a question for you. Do you have new car, automaker, vehicle production associates? Is anybody from new vehicles here?
We have somebody from Stellantis who's here.
Okay, Stellantis is an automaker.
For the first time.
Great. You got to talk to them?
I got to talk to them briefly about the coming EV program that they and the vehicle models that they're going to be rolling out in the next few years.
Nice.
They're not quite as far along as GM and Ford, but they'll really be catching up.
Interesting.
By 2030.
Well, and one of the reasons I thought that was interesting is that, because, okay, Here we are, auctions, dealers, consigners. This is a used vehicle marketplace ecosystem, right? And so like Joe Bricari of Midwestern Car Carriers, he usually hauls new. And when I asked him to come to the conference, he's like, well, but is it relevant? I'm like, Joe, it's cars. New, used, old, salvage, theoretical. That's one way that I look at it. Is there some reality to that, or are they very distinct marketplaces?
I think they're all interrelated, right. And you're going to see more blending. In fact, they talked about that at the conference today.
Oh.
They showed a photo of silos like on a farm, and one of them said consigners and auctions and dealers, and then the next photo was of the silos collapsing into a cloud of dust.
Oh man, that's so awesome.
That was also in Steve Greenfield's presentation. So that pretty much, that was the big visual so far coming out of this conference.
Wow.
Is that the silos are coming down and the whole process is becoming more integrated. And the partnerships, the mergers and the acquisitions are now facilitating and trying to meet that new reality.
You know why I'm excited about that? Let me tell you why I'm excited. Let me go to camera one. I'm going to explain my excitement, why what Martin just said is exciting to me. Because when I started this channel, obviously not everything is about the individual thinking something. But when I started this channel, I had to explain over and over why transportation should have a channel for information. And I have to explain it less and less every year. Because we shouldn't be so, what's the word I used to use? So segmented or, right? Because if it's a car, I just said it, if it's a car, we're all somehow involved. From recon to dealer,
mm-hmm.
tech, finance, transportation. At some point in the transaction, or maybe throughout the transaction, we're all there. But predominantly, it seemed like, you know, the dealer and the auction, most of the focus was there, just selling it or reselling it or buying it, and that's it. Well, that's not all that's it. And that's why transportation usually is only a problem when it's a problem. Well, it should be part of the conversation before it's a problem,
mm-hmm.
long before it's a problem.
Yeah, and transportation will connect all these different sectors. I mean, it's always going to be necessary, just like toilet paper. It has an eternal future.
Incredible.
People will need it, and they will try to hoard it when they feel threatened. So, but in any case,
amen.
Yeah, auto transport is still something that's going to be the common thread with all these sectors as they're merging together. In fact, that like I said, they'll need it more than ever.
So I know that. I mean, I strongly believe that more transporters, like, okay, so we're here. This is the best way to, I think, explain what I'm trying to say is when Ty and I were at the auction and the transporter was in the parking lot, he felt like he was on the moon. Not in touch with, like, he even said, dealers won't talk to me. There's really nobody here at the auction I can talk to. He just feels completely isolated on the outskirts of a deserted and abandoned communication. Dealers don't feel that way. Dealers don't feel like they're on the moon. Right? I mean, anyways, there'll be people in any vertical. But in the transportation vertical, you'll find the most people that feel like they're on the moon. They're just not part of any conversation. And that's not fair.
No, and it's something that we're seeking to change here at CAR, just by having you here on the floor and by having a panel on auto transport. It kind of brings it into this conversation or this industry that's seeing a lot of barriers being broken down.
Yeah. So that's, man, good on you guys. That's awesome. And that's important for a conference to stay, right? That's one of your challenges, for a conference to stay informative, relevant, cutting edge, rather than repetitive. You know, you never want somebody to say, "Well, I don't need to go. I've been there."
Right.
Yeah, so it's been around for 25 years, and it just becomes a taller order each year, not to repeat too much and not to keep it the same.
From what I've seen, yeah, overall, I mean, there's a concerted effort. People really do want to, like, when I'm in conversation in a hallway, and if it gets kind of repetitive and stale, well, back in 2000, really? If you're going to do that, man, I don't want to talk about what happened in 2000. In fact, nobody says, you know, back in 2015, that's how fast things have changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to keep it present and forward looking. So it's.
But there are many carriers that will tell you there are prices on load boards that haven't changed since 2015. And that is something we talk about on this channel, because that's a problem. Right? Because things have changed. So,
yeah.
Wow. Martin, that was really awesome. I don't know. Was that on the agenda? I think this should have been on the agenda.
Well, it just kind of evolved. I was walking by, and 30 minutes later, we've pretty much solved all the problems.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We could just wrap it up. All right, so we're at a court. Well, we're at 10 to 5. The doors open here. It's not till 5 or 5:30.
5:30, but people start coming in earlier.
Right. Okay, so, and the consigners are still talking. When do you think that conversation ends? 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
They'll probably go another half hour.
Okay, that's when.
Yeah. You'll want to grab the consigners and see what they'll spill about the session.
So you'll see Ty walking around. Let us know how we can help.
All right.
If you know somebody that is like, oh, yeah, I'd love to talk for a few minutes. What we're doing here is, right, we've got a sign right there next to you. We're inviting people to have a seat. We have signs. We have a TV showing the show, the live stream, which is still showing the live stream. Fantastic. People can also send an email, and they could just join by Zoom, or just send an email. Hey, you know what? I'd love to talk to you. Actually, I've already had a few people that I haven't talked to before come up and say, you know what? I really want to talk to you. I want to set up a meeting, talk to you after this, because I got some ideas. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, if I hear anybody wants to talk, or I think someone's a good talker, I'll send them your way.
I love it. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Cool. All right. Well, Martin, I'm going to thank you. We're going to go to another section of the test, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Martin.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You know what I got to do before I let you go? I have to. Is I got to pull up. So I have this Game Effects app, and then I hit it, and it takes a few seconds to load. But it's well worth it, because once this thing loads, and I turn up the audio, and then I hit, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Martin Romju, live at a car conference. Thanks buddy.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
All right. Thanks, man. All right. I'm going back to camera one. We're going to relieve Martin of his microphone and his headphones. And what we're going to do then is, okay, so I don't know where Ty went, and that's okay. That's okay. So what I'm going to do is, thank you, Martin. Thank you so much. What we're going to do is we're going to wrap up this test. I think we've had a good test. If you've been in the live chat, I know there's a few people watching. I don't expect this to be a big draw. That's okay. That's okay. But if you saw it, I asked how's the audio, and I never got a reply. So hopefully the live chat. Hopefully the live chat didn't crash. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to wrap up this live chat test, and we're going to go live here from the exhibit floor here in a few minutes. So stick around for stream number 2 coming up. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel, live from Car Conference 2022. All right, cool. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.